The Bolden Band repertory was surprisingly wide, according to old-time trombonist Bill Matthews. Quote, "When it came to playing sweet music, waltzes, there was nobody in the country could touch him. He was one of the sweetest trumpet players on waltzes and things like that. And on old slow blues, that boy could make the women jump out the window. He had a moan in his cornet that went all through you, just like in church or something. Everybody was crazy about Bolden when he'd blow a waltz, a schottische, or old low-down blues."
To Beatrice Alcorn and other members of the Teenage Girls Blue Ribbon Social Club around 1904, he had seemed special. Mrs. Alcorn said that the girls, when meeting one another during the day, would ask, "Are you going to the dance tonight?" And when it was established that Bolden was playing, the response would be an excited, "Yes, indeed, I'm going." Bolden was a favorite at their Friday night dances. The club paid $5 for the hall and $10 for the band. Ice cream and punch were served as refreshments. Bolden's musicians neither wore their hats on the bandstand nor did any drinking. They played waltzes, quadrilles, the two-step, and slow drag, all dance music and no fast or jazzed-up stuff. And no one sang lyrics as they might have at other dances. The kids liked Buddy and crowded around the bandstand. The band members, in turn, were all polite, well-behaved, and friendly.
Clarinetist Albert Burbank described the typical outdoor picnic or gathering held at parks and the fairgrounds, for private parties and post-parade concerts, or on the lakefront area on the shores of Lake Pontchartrain where Buddy played. Picnics were usually held on Sunday at Milnenberg. The pavilions, or camps, were just big rooms with tops. The band would pick a corner inside the room to set up. People would not sit down. There were no chairs provided for them, but would dance. People would bring their own food. There were usually long benches around the inside walls, and keg beer was served. Bands would arrive about 11 a.m., play until 5 or 6. Bands usually had 6 pieces. Banjos instead of guitar, no piano. Not a lot of solos taken, although sometimes players would take down their horns to rest. Rhythm sections never took solos. People would applaud at the end of a number, and then there'd be a 5-minute break.
This is a tune called Don't Go Away Nobody, and Bolden often used this as an opener to attract crowds and to generate excitement, and it's played here by Humphrey Littleton and his English band, which attempted in 1986 to recreate the instrumentation and feel of the Bolden band using two clarinets, valve trombone, guitar, bowed bass, and crude drum set, no piano, as Bolden's band was depicted in the one photograph that exists of Bolden.